come. Disgrace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. Christo na o lelo pa mai kai kupu honua ka kue io la maulo anu.
Such a beautiful sight. Colin went down to the water. Bound for the infinite, finally unbound. Freed in the spirit, a way forward found. Into the current, no slowing down.
Bruce Cockburn with Colin Went Down to the Water. He's a singer-songwriter and guitarist from Ottawa who's been playing professionally for over 40 years. That one's from his 2023 album, O Sun, O Moon, and it's inspired by a friend who drowned in a scuba diving incident in Maui. Before that, we heard Clyde Kindy Sproat with Amazing Grace. He was a renowned musician, storyteller, and songkeeper from North Kahala, Hawaii. That's from a 1996 album of songs and stories from Hawaii, recorded live at the Honolulu Academy of Arts in 1993. And before that, we heard Bernice Johnson-Regan with They Are Falling All Around Me. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from Ramblin' Jack Elliott. He's a folk singer from New York City who is a protege of Woody Guthrie, a collaborator with Daryl Adams, and a major influence for Bob Dylan. This song, Talkin' Dust Bowl Blues, was included on Guthrie's first album, Dust Bowl Ballads, from 1940. Elliott recorded the song for his 1960 album, Jack Elliott Sings the Songs of Woody Guthrie.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I call that heaven, and the price is up and the rain come down, and I hauled my crops all into town and got the money. Bought clothes and groceries, reared back, fed the kids, and raised me a family. Rain quit and the wind got high, and a black old dust storm filled the sky, and I swapped my farm for a Ford machine, and I poured it full of this gasoline and started rocking and a-rolling out of the dust bowl and across the mountains and way over towards that old peach bowl, California. Yonder in a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load, and I was going pretty fast, and I wasn't even stopping, just bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. I had a breakdown, sort of a nervous bust down there of some kind or other. There was a fella there, a mechanic fella, charged me $13, said it was engine trouble. Yeah, way up yonder in the mountain road, way high up in a piney wood, and I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was gonna coast as fair as I could. Commenced to coasting, picking up speed. It was a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world, scattered wives, children's all over the side of that mountain. Well, we got out to the West Coast broke, so dadgum hungry, thought I'd croak, and I bummed up a spud or two. My wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. It was a mighty thin stew, though you could read a magazine right through. Always have figured, but if that stew'd have been just a little bit thinner, some of them there politicians could have seen through.
Hi, this is Jesse. No. You're listening to Barking Dog. This is Jesse Lawrence. I am Jesse Lawrence. Thank you for tuning your dials to 95.9 FM CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm not going to run off at the mouth too much about this album I've got on cassette, but $10 up the front when you're leaving. This is Woody Guthrie's Vigilante Man's outfit.
just heard Puk Rogefeldt with How Can You Keep On Moving? He was a Swedish musician who began his career in the late 1960s. That's from his 1977 album Bamalama, and it's an instrumental version of a song by Sis Cunningham. Before that, we heard Tony Ennery with Vigilante Man. He was an Australian musician who played in several rock bands in the 60s and 70s and later recorded as a solo musician. That's from his 1990 album, Live From Somewhere. The song's by Woody Guthrie, who first released it on his 1940 album, Dust Bowl Ballads. It's about the hired thugs who chased away migrant workers in California as they tried to escape the Dust Bowl and find work during the Great Depression. We heard another song by Guthrie before that, called Talkin' Dust Bowl Blues, performed by Ramblin' Jack Elliott. We'll hear one now from the Small Glories from Winnipeg. This one, Oh My Love, is off their 2019 album Assiniboine and the Red.
Way in a long, long time. Oh, my old mule, the skinny old mule, going up the hill.
Michael Hurley with Hog of the Forsaken. He was a musician who got his start as a member of the 1960s Greenwich Village folk scene and continued performing around the world until his death in 2025. He first released that song on his 1976 album Long Journey, though that version is from his 1994 album Wolfways. Before that, we heard Tim Couch, Randy Kors, Richard Bailey, Jay Weaver, and John Rambold with Fell in Love with a Girl from the 2005 album Pickin' on the White Stripes. That one's from the Pickin' on album series, which turns music from popular artists from various genres into bluegrass tunes. The White Stripes first released the song on their 2001 album White Blood Cells. And before that, we heard The Small Glories with Oh My Love. Here's one now from Alexi Utatna. He's an Inuk musician and interpreter from Nunavut who's performed at concerts throughout the country. This one, But It Is So, is off an album of songs that he recorded for the CBC Northern Service.
Maya meaning to sang ni apun taku yu maya meaning taku ni apun atu maya meaning atung ni apun isu maksu mayu o pa maya meaning o pang ni apun kau how ye my meaning, how ye me upon, Isu a coming, be ne upon, Isu maxu my be you my yangi, be val yangi do, do pao sing ye to sagang it do, do sa o my yangi, do sa sang it do. Ilaila Taimanaima Sao Maya meaning to sound the Yakbun Takuya Maya meaning. I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning, I don't need a food, I do my meaning
liang it do do pao sing it to sa gaung it do do sa ho mayang it do sa sang it do lai la dai man nai ma di lai la dai man nai ma.
Hi Winnipeg, this is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM. Ooh.
just heard the Waylon Jennies with Bold Riley. They're a folk group that formed in Winnipeg in 2002, and that one's a sea shanty, the origins of which are unknown. Many of the lyrics are found in other songs, so it may be an amalgamation of other shanties that has become its own song over time. Before that, we heard Norman Blake and Boys of the Loch with Ned of the Hill. Norman Blake is an American musician who's been playing professionally since the mid-1950s. He toured with Johnny Cash for a decade, played on Bob Dylan's album Nashville Skyline, and appeared on Joan Baez's recording of The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Boys of the Loch are a Scottish-Irish-Celtic band that have been playing together since the 1970s. The groups met each other for the first time at the 1978 Winnipeg Folk Festival, and after nearly 3 decades trying to plan a recording session together, they finally got together in 2007 to record Rising Fawn Gathering. The album was released by Smithsonian Folkways in 2009, and that's where that one comes from. It's a popular traditional Irish song attributed to 18th century Irish folk hero Éamon O'Ryan. And before that, we heard Alexi Otatna with But It Is So. We'll hear one now from Victoria Williams, a musician based in California, who recorded her first album in the late 1980s. This one, On Time, is from a 1989 issue of Fast Folk Musical Magazine that focuses on the Los Angeles folk scene.
I was on my way to Columbus. I had plenty to do when I got there. But then there was a big traffic jam. I looked around and said, everyone's as late as I am. But then I thought, why not think it again? Maybe we're all on time. On time, on time, always on time. You might be a fidgeting, waiting in a line. But don't fret, don't worry, just feel peace of mind. Peace of mind that you're always on time. Well, there once was a man with a clock on his hand, a sour note in his heart, a tight grip on his plan. One day he awoke after hard times and spoke. Well, how long have I been blind to the fact that I'm always on time? Well, on time, always on time. You might be impatient, standing in a line, but don't fret. Don't worry, just feel peace of mind. Peace of mind that you're always on time. They say no one will know the day or the hour. They say to just watch and feel his great power. For if your head are lost way behind, then how will you know and feel that you're always on time? On time, on time, always on time. Why, you might be worrying just standing in that line. Well, don't fret, don't feel bad, just feel that peace of mind. That peace of mind that you're always on time. And I'll tell you one thing else, the greatest kind of wealth is to feel like you're always on. Feel like you're always on. Feel like you're always on time.
Thank you. cielo que no muera. Ay, hasta que te vuelva a ver.
We just heard Rafael Manriquez with Adios Corazón Amante, which translates to Goodbye, Dear Lover. Manriquez was a Chilean musician who was raised in a musical family and joined his first band as a teenager. He also studied journalism and worked as a music journalist in the early 1970s, covering artists like Victor Jara, Violeta Parra, and Kia Payun. After the 1973 coup, he moved to Ecuador, where he toured the country performing traditional music before moving to California in the late 1970s. That was off his 2003 album, Que Viva el Canto, Songs of Chile. The song is by Violeta Parra, who first recorded it in 1958. Before that, we heard Kathy Fink with Idaho or My Own Private Banjo. Kathy Fink is from Maryland, but began her career in the early 1970s busking and playing folk music in Canadian coffee houses. That's from her 1992 album, Banjo Haiku. And before that, we heard Victoria Williams with On Time. Here's one now from Anne Mayo Muir, Gordon Bach, and Ed Trickett. They're a well-known trio who recorded 7 albums for Folk Legacy Records beginning in the late 1970s. This one, Past Caring, is from their 1990 album, And So Will We Yet. The words of the song were written as a poem by Henry Lawson and put to music by Australian musician Phil Lobel. It's about the loneliness of life for women in the rural parts of Australia.
Up and down the sidling brown, a great black crow is flying. Just below, a spur I know, another milker's dying. Crops have withered to the ground, red clay tank is glaring, and in my no tear nor sound, for I have grown past caring. Through death and trouble, turn about, through hopeless desolation, through flood and fever, fire and slavery and starvation, through childbirth, sickness, hot and blight, through loneliness and scaring, through being left alone at night, I have grown to be past caring. Past caring.
just heard the McMillan's Camp Boys with Elk River Blues. They're a band originally from British Columbia, now based in Nova Scotia. That's off their 2024 EP, So Long to the Kicking Horse Canyon and other folk songs. The tune is credited to the West Virginia fiddle player Ernie Carpenter, who wrote it after his home was flooded when the Elk River was dammed to create Sudden Lake. Before that, we heard Anne Mayo Muir, Gordon Bach, and Ed Trickett with Past Caring. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Blue Sky at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from the Lonesome Ace String Band, a contemporary string band based in Toronto. They recorded this one, Polly Put the Kettle On, in a church in Sussex, England in January, and it comes from North Carolina fiddle player Marcus Martin. Take care.